My name is Bruce McAllister. I'm not affiliated with the laboratory. I am the senior manager of an organization called Business Excellence Solutions. We specialize in providing facilitation services, business planning services to high-tech organizations, conflict resolution services, things like that. We have our fairly standard agenda. I'll go ahead and review the agenda right now, and then I'd like to pass the microphone and have people introduce themselves, mostly so that the person taking notes will be able to keep track of who's speaking. I will be asking you to introduce yourself each time that you ask a question or want to have a comment, just so that we can kind of keep an accurate record of the process, okay? We'll be going through a couple ground rules in just a minute. Let me review the agenda with you. There's a lot of flexibility built into the agenda. We are providing the rough time frames for the major presentations, the CMRR project presentation, and the settlement parties presentation. We've got a lot of flexibility around that with the questions and answers. The hard time frame to bear in mind is this 8:30 time frame. Because this is a rented space, we have to adjourn promptly at 8:30. So I will be driving the meeting to a close. Give us about a 5-minute landing approach, and then we'll be closing no later than 8:30. If we happen to end early because the questions and answers and presentations don't require that time, that's fine too. We've got two presenters tonight. I'll ask them at the time that they begin their presentations to introduce themselves. The settlement parties, I'll ask them to introduce themselves at the time of their presentation. So let me just review a couple of ground rules before we move on. Again, this meeting is structured in a response to a settlement agreement that was reached to avoid litigation. And we have agreed between the parties and Los Alamos National Laboratory to hold these meetings biannually, once in spring about this time of year and once in fall, typically in the September-October time frame. The parties in the lawsuit are listed here. I won't, you all can read the names of the parties identified. There's a couple of ground rules that are kind of outfalls from this that are important for us. It's really important for me as the facilitator, and it's really important for the note takers and for people recording the meetings that we speak sequentially. In other words, to the greatest extent possible, we try to avoid interruptions. I'll pass you the mic. I'll ask you to state your name, ask your question, raise your comment, whatever. But one person at a time, please. It's just very difficult otherwise. If you can, remember, everybody kind of do a cell phone check right now. Make sure that your phone is on vibrate or off for us, please. If you need to converse with other participants, I'd invite you to use our capacious hallway out here for that. If you need the restrooms, they're down the hall to the left at the end of the hallway. I will be having on as many flip charts as necessary, parking lots for issues that where either we don't have immediate answers for you or there are not the appropriate people in the room to answer the question, or there are topics that are relevant to the scope of this meeting, but we otherwise just don't have the information for you at this point, or other agenda items for next meeting. So I'll be keeping track of these. And remind me if you see me slipping up on something that you think is important to put up there. That's completely fair. Again, also remind me if I forget, because I'm running around the room back and forth, to ask you to state your name each time I pass the mic to you. Okay? Also, remember that because we are on a fixed agenda, it's useful for us to keep our comments, you know, in the flow of the basic conversation so that no individual dominates the microphone for too long so that we can get through our agenda. Okay, any questions or comments so far? Any observations about the agenda which I won't go back to the one there, but I will be posting this on the wall. And if not, I'll turn it over to the landfill officials to